Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Gilat secures over $7 million contract to supply transportable SATCOM terminals to U.S. Department of Defense. Gilat Satellite Networks Ltd. announced today a contract worth over $7 million to provide transportable SATCOM terminals to the U.S. Department of Defense. The award includes multiple units of Gilat DataPath's DKK-3421 terminals and support services, with deliveries expected by the end of 2025. The DKK-3421 is a rugged solution supporting multi-carrier operations, meeting the high-quality needs of defense organizations. Demand for transportable SATCOM solutions is on the rise as they offer rapid deployment systems for resilient, high-capacity communications in dynamic environments. Gilat DataPath President Nicole Robinson expressed pride in supplying cutting-edge solutions to the government and military community for almost 30 years, reinforcing their commitment to delivering mission-critical communication solutions.
Q&A with Ben Silas, Group Chief Commercial Officer at EFM Global. Ben Silas, the Group Chief Commercial Officer at EFM Global, discusses the company's global account model, emphasizing seamless service and client confidence. Trust is key in delivering high-profile events, with transparent quoting and proactive risk management setting EFM apart. An example of securing a Carnet extension for an Australian promoter highlights EFM's flexibility and speed. In the live entertainment sector, EFM's real-time agility ensures shows go on despite customs delays. Acting as strategic partners, EFM consultants guide clients through complex logistics challenges, building trust from the first meeting. Trends like ESG and digitalization are shaping the industry, with EFM preparing for the impact of new systems and potential tariff changes. EFM's focus on talent development and technology will drive growth in the U.S. and beyond, maintaining high standards and client confidence in the face of evolving challenges.
Tech Media Breaks: Why Wearable Devices Ltd. WLDS is one to watch. Wearable Devices Ltd. ULDS is a technology company leading the way in human-computer interaction with AI-powered neural input wearables. Their Mudra wrist-worn technology allows touchless, gesture-based control of digital devices through subtle finger and hand movements. The company's vision is to decode the human body for context-aware AI-powered technology. Wearable Devices offers consumer products like the Mudra Band and Mudra Link for touch-free control of digital devices. With a dual-channel model of direct-to-consumer sales and enterprise collaborations, Wearable Devices is shaping the future of seamless user experiences in tech markets. Their ordinary shares and warrants trade on the NASDAQ Capital Market under symbols WLDS and WLDSW. Silver, gold, and platinum exploding on the ASX. Are you positioned to profit? Silver, gold, and platinum are all exploding on the ASX, hitting multi-year highs and drawing attention from traders and long-term investors. Silver recently hit a 14-year high due to industrial demand and safe haven appeal. Gold remains a safe haven, with analysts expecting it to trade towards $1,300 per ounce. Platinum, known for its high risk and reward, shows potential upside towards $2,000. Traders can approach precious metals by buying physical bullion, trading futures or CFDs, or investing in ASX mining stocks. Several ASX stocks to watch include Silver Mines and Sun Silver Limited. Avoid FOMO and trade with a plan. Wealth Within offers trading courses for beginners and experienced traders to trade with confidence. Position yourself before the next breakout in the market.
Xamna launches patented identity tech with Iberojet to transform travel compliance and cut airport queues across Iberian long-haul routes. London software company Xamna has launched its patented identity infrastructure with Spanish and Portuguese airline Iberojet, aiming to transform travel compliance and cut airport queues across Iberian long-haul routes. Xamna's technology pre-validates passports, boarding passes, and travel documents in advance, ensuring compliance with destination entry requirements. Within the first month, over 60% of passengers checked in online entered the Xamna flow, with nearly 70% fully verified to fly in advance. This deployment not only streamlines check-in processes, but also removes 100% of fines from invalid visas or mismatched IDs. Iberojet has already seen a significant reduction in check-in times and queues, making the process more intuitive for passengers. Xamna's technology is set to expand on additional routes in the near future.
Supercom Ltd. NAS SPCB reports record income, growing profit in H1 2025 as U.S. expansion accelerates. Supercom Ltd. listed on NASDAQ as SPCB reported record income and growing profit in the first half of 2025. Revenue reached $14.2 million, with net income up nearly 80% year-over-year. Gross margin expanded to 61.2% from 52.3% in the prior year. EBITDA rose 41% to $5.1 million, while operating margin more than doubled. The company sees continued momentum in the U.S. market, securing over 30 new electronic monitoring contracts since mid-2024. Working capital improved to $40.8 million, with cash reserves of $15 million. Supercom, a global provider of secured e-government IoT and cybersecurity solutions, reported strong results for the second quarter and first half of 2025, with profitability and margins rising, even as revenue growth remains stable. Green Energy Breaks, Bollinger Innovations Inc. Inc. secures $1.7 million in commercial EV sales. Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ INI, has secured $1.7 million in commercial electric vehicle sales. The company announced the sale of 30 commercial EVs to Ziegler Truck Group, Range Truck Group, DB Schenker, and Larson Enterprises. The order includes urban delivery vans, utility trucks, and all-electric Bollinger B4 trucks. Full payment has been received from DB Schenker, with additional payments expected by September 30, 2025. Executives noted the rising demand for Bollinger's commercial EV lineup and highlighted recent restructuring efforts that have led to strong sales results with a more efficient, lower-cost model.
Colivor to share high-density cooling solutions at IATA 2025 Innovate Arena. Colivor, a high-density colocation data center provider, will be presenting at the Innovate Arena during IATA 2025 in Las Vegas, NV. Representing Colivor in the cool IT category will be Tomek Makowiak, VP of Product and Business Development, showcasing the company's advanced platforms and cooling solutions for AI and HPC innovation. The event, modeled after Shark Tank, features rapid-fire pitches from leading companies, with awards determined by expert judges and audience votes. Colivor's presentation, Building the Backbone of AI, will take place on Monday, September 8, 2025, at the MGM Grand. To learn more about Colivor, visit their website.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., TSEQEC, UURF, advances rapid SX technology to revolutionize rare earth processing. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. is advancing its rapid SX technology to revolutionize rare earth processing. Rapid SX is a patent-pending solvent extraction technology that outperforms traditional methods. The Strategic Metals Complex in Alexandria, Louisiana, is the testing ground for this innovative technology. Ucore's Rapid SX has shown superior performance in independent evaluations. This groundbreaking approach aims to enhance processing efficiency, reduce environmental impact, and strengthen the U.S. rare earth supply chain. Rapid SX utilizes column-based extraction, offering a significant improvement over power-intensive mixer settler tanks. Stay updated on UURF News at the company's newsroom. ESG Wire News is a specialized platform focusing on ESG sectors and sustainable corporate practices, providing tailored corporate communication solutions for public companies committed to sustainability. John Bonchek of 1547 Critical Systems Realty to speak at DataCloud USA 2025 as company joins as silver sponsor. John Bonchek, Chief Revenue Officer of 1547 Critical Systems Realty, will be speaking at DataCloud USA 2025 as a silver sponsor. The event, happening in Austin, Texas on September 16, 2025, brings together industry leaders to discuss digital infrastructure technologies and strategies driving growth in the U.S. market. Bonchek will participate in the panel Enhancing the Interconnection Landscape and Reducing Latency, sharing insights on how shifting traffic patterns and AI adoption are reshaping infrastructure needs. The panel will explore why reducing latency is crucial for performance and growth, and how interconnection strategies can support future applications. Registration for DataCloud USA 2025 is open, and 1547 Critical Systems Realty reaffirms its commitment to industry collaboration and innovation. Investor news breaks. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., NASDAQ AZ, announces $55 million or smart cart purchase order with Yokononov. A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., listed on NASDAQ as AZ, has secured a $55 million purchase order with Israeli supermarket chain M. Yokononov & Sons, 1988 Ltd., for 5,000 Customate 3.0 smart shopping carts. This agreement includes upfront payment, monthly fees per cart for at least 60 months, and a data, retail media, and digital services partnership. Deployment has already begun and will continue monthly through 2026, with up to 250 units in large stores and 100 in medium-sized locations. A2Z will repurchase Yokononov's existing Gen 2.5 carts for $7 million as the new fleet rolls out, creating recurring revenue and enhancing customer experience. For more information on A2Z Customate Solutions Corp., visit customate.com. Investor news breaks. Vision Marine Technologies Inc., VMAR, launches inventory auction to support operational optimization and integration expansion. Vision Marine Technologies Inc., a provider of electric marine propulsion and multi-brand boat retail, is set to auction discontinued, overstocked, and clearance parts inventory from its Florida operations on September 16-18, 2025, in partnership with Stampler Auctions, expected to generate $1.3 million to $1.8 million. The initiative provides a non-dilutive capital boost while repurposing 5,000 square feet at Vision Marine's Fort Lauderdale Marina into an integration center and sales office with direct water access. The auction supports the company's post-acquisition integration of Nautical Ventures and aligns with its strategy to expand service, financing, and electric integration programs, positioning its retail network for scalable growth. AVIC drives IT management forward with intelligent insights and innovation. AVIC, an award-winning IT solutions provider, has unveiled new innovations to help overwhelmed IT professionals. Smart alert suppression for AVIC network management reduces alert noise, providing precise insights. A streamlined client dashboard for AVIC SaaS management offers a unified view for enhanced workflows. These developments build on recent enhancements to SaaS automation, endpoint network visibility, and server monitoring solutions. As IT environments grow more complex, AVIC's enhancements provide intelligent automation and streamlined visibility. Smart alert suppression reduces noise and improves focus, while the unified SaaS management dashboard streamlines operations. AVIC's innovations equip IT teams with actionable insights and comprehensive network alerts. For more information, visit AVIC's blog page or start a free trial today.
Investor news breaks. Beeline Holdings Inc., BLNE, achieves debt-free status ahead of schedule. Beeline Holdings Inc. has achieved debt-free status ahead of schedule. The digital mortgage platform paid down all outstanding debt, excluding warehouse lines, clearing all notes payable, and secured credit facilities. Starting 2025 with over $7 million in debt, Beeline now focuses on growth and innovation with a strengthened balance sheet. The company anticipates reaching cash flow positive operations by Q1 2026. Beeline Holdings, headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, is revolutionizing property financing through its AI-powered platform, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans for primary residences and investment properties. Biomed news breaks. 51 Labs Inc. OTC subsidiary publishes landmark primer on oncology real-world evidence. 51 Labs OTC subsidiary 51 AI Labs has released a groundbreaking primer on transportability methods in oncology real-world evidence in the Journal of Comparative Effectiveness Research. Co-authored by CTO Alan Gupta and CEO Paul Arora, the paper demonstrates how advanced statistical and AI-driven frameworks can fill data gaps, hasten health technology assessments, and enhance global access to life-saving treatments. With the oncology RWE market expected to grow from $789 million in 2024 to $3.51 billion by 2035 at a CAGR of 14.7%, this publication highlights 51 Labs' leadership in advancing drug repurposing and treatment access, particularly in rare diseases and underserved regions.
AI Newsbreak: Safe Group Inc., NESPAI, subsidiary wins drone services contracts with Florida utilities. SafePro Group Inc., SPI, announced that subsidiary Airborne Response has secured two drone services contracts with Florida power utilities. The agreements involve disaster response imagery for assessing storm damage to power grid infrastructure and blue sky condition assessments, with NOAA predicting a 60% chance of above-average Atlantic storm activity in 2025. Airborne Response's Florida-compliant drone fleet is well-positioned to support utilities in maintaining reliable power. The company aims to expand its role as a leading provider of infrastructure inspection, monitoring, and emergency response services.
Investor News Breaks: SEG Media Corporation, NASDAQ-SEG LTRYW, launches redesigned corporate website to mark turnaround and growth phase. Siege Media Corporation, a sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has launched its newly redesigned corporate website, segmediacorp.com, marking the completion of its turnaround and the beginning of its growth phase. The site emphasizes Seg Media's shift towards a content-first platform focused on fan engagement and immersive digital experiences, while providing centralized access to sports.com, concerts.com, and lottery.com. This relaunch showcases Seg Media's unified corporate identity, investor transparency, and fan engagement initiatives, positioning the company as a forward-thinking media brand. To learn more, visit segmediacorp.com. Research uncovers possible way to repair myelin in MS patients. New research published in the journal Cell suggests that targeting the SOCK6 protein could offer a potential way to repair myelin in individuals with multiple sclerosis. The SOCK6 protein plays a role in regulating the maturation of oligodendrocytes, which produce myelin. Companies like Clean Inc. are also working on developing treatments for this purpose. For more information on Clean Inc., visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering a wide range of services to help companies reach their target audiences effectively. Learn more at biomedwire.com. New research provides insights on employees being replaced by AI. New research indicates that AI is replacing entry-level employees in jobs that can be handled by generative AI systems. This study suggests that as technologies like quantum computing advance, more jobs are likely to be affected. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are at the forefront of these developments. For more information on D-Wave Quantum Inc., visit their newsroom online. ANewswire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications. To stay updated, text AI to 888-242-4192 for SMS alerts. For more details, visit w.ainewswire.com. Investor News Breaks: Izotropic Corporation, CEO IZOZF, 1R3 CEO, featured on IBN's BioMedWire podcast. Izotropic Corporation, a medical device company developing the IZOVIEW breast CT imaging system, was featured on IBN's BioMedWire podcast. CEO Robert Thass discussed the company's mission to improve early breast cancer detection, highlighting IZOVIEW's ability to identify cancers as small as 2 millimeters. Thass also outlined Izotropic's intellectual property portfolio, AI-driven advancements, competitive outlook, and commercialization strategy in Europe and the U.S. The company could be a takeover target as demand for innovative breast imaging solutions grows. For more information, visit Isotropic Corporation's website at isocorp.com and review its profile on SEDAR at sedarplus.ca. Vision Marine Technologies Inc. NASDAQ VMAR remains leader in e-boat space, committed to revolutionizing boating experience. Vision Marine Technologies Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol VMAR, continues to lead the way in the e-boat space, dedicated to transforming the boating experience. The company's eMotion 180E, a powerful 180-horsepower electric outboard motor, is designed for speed and efficiency. VMAR recently set a new world record for the fastest electric boat, reaching an impressive 116 miles per hour at the Lake of the Ozarks shootout. CEO Alexander Mongin stated that they are in a new phase of development and training, positioning Vision Marine as the go-to for electric boating in America. This achievement highlights VMAR's ongoing commitment to innovation and excellence in the electric marine industry. How mainland SE Asia is customizing its approach to renewables. Southeast Asian countries are adopting renewable energy into their energy mixes in a myriad of ways. While fossil fuels like coal and oil still play a key role in their economies, Southeast Asia is incorporating solar, hydropower, and other renewables at increasingly higher rates. Each nation in the region has taken its own approach to the transition. The region presents interesting scenarios that companies like PowerBank Corporation, with ambitions of creating global footprints, can study for possible strategies. Price wars in China cause BYD shares to slide. China's electric vehicle market is experiencing intense competition, with industry leader BYD seeing a significant drop in shares due to a profit decline amid a price war. The impact of this battle on other brands like NIO Inc. remains uncertain. Billion Dollar Club, a communications platform focusing on top companies, provides tailored solutions for corporate communications, article syndication, and social media distribution to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.